It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Many students flock to the warmer climes of Florida for a week of partying on spring break. In contrast, many students use their vacation to help others around the world. A couple of those students are Carnegie Mellon University students. Sophomore Nicole Huang, a volunteer with Global Brigades, joins me in Studio A. Nicole, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi.
And joining her is Nick Zuniga. He is a senior and also a volunteer with Global Brigades. Nick, good to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
So tell us about Global Brigades, Nicole.
Global Brigades is a national organization that has several sectors within it. Some are the medical brigades portion or the architecture portion. There are others like the business or the microfinance. And they try to branch out in a holistic ideal to help underprivileged countries such as Nicaragua, Honduras, and Panama.
And how specifically does that help manifest itself?
Well, their idea is to target all areas of the community. And essentially what's fascinating about this organization is that their end goal is to essentially get rid of themselves. And they try to help target the surface issues through the medical portion, but they also target the behind-the-scenes issue like the water and the water treatment and getting rid of the parasites and everything. So eventually, like, the medical portion won't be necessary anymore. And in addition, things like the microfinance sector of the organization will help the community grow its economy and eventually won't need the organization at all.
And Nick Zuniga, how did you get involved with Global Brigades?
We have an activities fair at the beginning of every semester, and I wanted to get involved in service, but I didn't really know what I wanted to do.
Simple as that. You're walking down a hallway on the campus, you see this, and what made you say, this is for me?
To be honest, I only fell in love with it when I started doing the brigade, once I realized how unique the program is. But when I started, it was just in medicine. This has to do with medicine.
And what's your major? What are you studying?
Biology and psychology.
Okay, so that kind of fits your area of interest. And Nicole, your major is?
I'm a mechanical engineer and a biomedical engineer.
So you both have skills that can be brought to these different places because people are really in need in those areas of your expertise. That must feel pretty good, Nicole. You're able to really reach out and help people using the knowledge that you already have and are continuing to develop.
Yeah, I think going into these communities, there's an idea that you're going in to help, but also that they're welcoming your help as well, and that it's really a partnership that we work with the communities to help raise the standard of living.
You mentioned water treatment as the second portion of this trip. What was the first part of it involving, Nicole?
Our first part involves the medical portion of our trip, where we spend 4 days in clinic. And what we do is we set up a mobile clinic in a local school in the rural area, and we set up an intake and triage station. And then once we take the patient through their symptoms, we send them to the doctor, where they get a consultation with a doctor and a dentist and a gynecologist if they're a female. And then once they see the doctor, they're written a prescription. So then they go to the prescription station, where we have medication and a licensed pharmacist to fill the prescription and everything that they need for about 3 months.
This is an incredible service. And Nick, you're involved in this as someone who's interested in medicine. What's it like to administer to these people who have probably, in many cases, never had this kind of care made available to them?
It inspires you to do a lot more and try harder. You know, you sort of get lost in the day-to-day when you're at school of just like, oh, I have to do this, to do this, to do this. But when you get on the brigade, you remember what the ultimate purpose of it all is. It's to empower someone to live out their lives as they want to do it, to reach out for their dreams. So it's a really touching experience to be able to work with someone, treat whatever it is they have, and then know that their life is going to be that much more comfortable, that much more fulfilling.
Because of you. Now, what's it like when you help these people, you treat them? What kind of reaction do you get from them? I'm sure they must be grateful.
They show a lot of gratitude towards us. And Global Brigades, especially the medical portion, they do a lot of research beforehand to make sure that this community really is welcoming of our medical help and that they really do want first world care. So when we help them, it's such a wonderful experience, especially with the children. When we give them fluoride treatments and they, you know, they drool everywhere, they just have the biggest smile on their face.
And do you worry after it's over about who will be there to take your place and continue to help them?
This organization actually is not just a one-week trip type of deal. It's a long-lasting, sustainable project where they send groups to the same community every 3 to 4 months. So that's why when I mentioned before, we give them medication for 3 months, that they keep returning every 3 months and they continually have this care. And eventually, hopefully, they won't even need the medical care because we've had other brigades like the water and the microfinance, so they'll be more sustainable.
Even though you aren't there, you feel pretty confident that the work you've started or have been part of continuing will continue on into the future.
Absolutely. I think that's one of the most powerful things about this program in particular, because the brigade part that we're involved in is actually just sort of the tip of the iceberg. Beyond that, there's community health workers, which are local community members who are trained by global brigades and become certified even by the state after that training. What they do is they're there in community year-round to administer medicine, do very simple procedures, I guess, to really supplement. And eventually, the idea is that they're going to take over and they're going to be the healthcare advocate for the community.
I'm sure there was a lot of preparation involved in getting ready for this trip. Nick, what did that entail?
Absolutely. I mean, first of all, it's a pretty expensive trip. So we do a lot of fundraising to raise the funds and also the supplies that we'll need on the trip. And so, for example, we've applied to a lot of grants. CMU is great about supporting us in that way. We also reach out to a lot of local organizations who give us some funding.
And Nicole, what about some of the preparations involved in this?
For the medical portion of our trip, we have to bring all the medication that we prescribe with us. All of it.
Wow.
Right. So what we do to accomplish this is we essentially run a medications donation drive outside Rite Aid. So what we do is we have members stand outside Rite Aid asking the customers that walk into Rite Aid to see if they would be able to purchase anything in the store and then bring it outside to donate on the way out. And last year, we brought around a rough estimate of $60,000 of medication. And I think this year, I haven't done all the calculations yet, but I think we have around $80,000 of medication to bring with us.
So people seem to be pretty generous when it comes to helping out.
Yes.
Now, this is the time of year when a lot of people use their spring break to, you know, kind of let loose a little bit. But you have chosen to forego all of that. Is there a part of you that says, boy, I really would like to be out having a good time this week? Nicole?
A part of me, because, you know, the Carnegie Mellon workload is quite intense. But I feel like if I didn't do this trip, especially after I've been on it once already, I would probably get kind of bored after a couple of days at home. I also think that the personal reward that I get from going on this trip is something that I can't replace.
Makes sense. Well, I want to thank both of you for joining us to talk about Global Brigades and the program, which you are both volunteering with. We've been talking with Carnegie Mellon sophomore Nicole Huang and Nick Zuniga. He's a senior at CMU, and they are both volunteers with Global Brigades, traveling to different parts of the world to help administer with the populations in countries that have all sorts of challenges. Thank you both for being with us on Essential Pittsburgh. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having
us. Thank
you.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. If you missed any portion of this program or would like to revisit segments from past programs, you can go to our website at wesa.fm. Until next time, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thank you for listening.